Okay, that's why there's more to the world than Dafyomi. I'm sorry, I shocked you so early in the morning. Okay. Chalchena Korshlatzi. So the Mishnah again tells the rule of thumb, which is going to hold us basically, I told you, for the next 10 blad Gemara. And basically, the size of what you need to be chayiv for Hitzor, it has to be Korshlatzniya, meaning it has some value, put it away, and it has to be the size that people put away. But finished up the Mishnah, but if it's not Korshlatzniya, or it's not, it's Korshlatzi, but that size is not, then only no one's chayiv except the Matzniya, meaning, if I take a little thing and I put it away in my safe deposit box, I am making it choshuv. So when I carry it out, I'll be chayiv. But it doesn't make it for the general world. Says the Gemara last line. Kol shein kosh latzniya, top line. Amar Rav Elazar, hod loik Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that even if one guy, he's stuck a strange abyssal and he's very tight. But if one guy will put away something small and be mashvit, it'll become choshuv for the whole world. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not that way. It becomes chosher only for the guy who put it away. This guy happens important to him and he puts it away. Someone else then carries it outside. Now we don't hold that way. Okay. Now I told you it begins about 10 blad Gemara now. Lists we're going to go through of different substances and what the chshivas is. Now again, it's hard to get at this stuff because it's like a whole different society. They're measuring everything by what the use is, what's that. It's not easy to get your hands on this stuff. Again, we're going to start with animal food type things. Hamotzi tevin. That is taich tevin. Straw, something like that. Kimlopi poro. It was used for poro food. So it's chshivas comes from poro. So you need a mouthful of a poro. Otso, we'll see in the Gemara, otso is tevin made from kidneys. Now apparently poros didn't eat that. But camels did. Now, a mouthful of a camel is more than a mouthful of pora. So to be chayiv on otso, you need more. You need a mouthful of a camel. Otso, kimlo pi gomo. Okay. Omir. Omir. Rashi calls it koshin shel shibolim. Something in the stalks there. That was used for sheeps. Kimlo pi tle. A mouthful for a tle. Asovim, grass, a gdi could eat. That's a little goat. Asom kimlo pi gdi. That's smaller. So you'll be chayiv already on a smaller amount. Okay. Now, alei shum v'alei p'tzolim, leaves of garlic and onions, so it depends. Lachim, if they're wet, fresh, then they're edible by people. Any food substance, meaning food for us, real food, the shear is groigers. Okay, groigers. Yeveshim already is not edible. Is kimloi pi gidi. Now, Gidi, that's less than a groigus. I was going to say that tle, the mouthful of tle happens to be equal to a groigus. Gidi is a little bit less. You'll not be chayiv on lachim for that, because lachim, goats don't eat. Only people eat it, so you need a groigus. Now we come to an interesting thing, which is going to take us this omud. Can we combine things? And as you're telling me, let's say, food, any food substance requires groigus. Okay. Now you're also telling me that otsa, you need kimlipi gomo. So let's say I have half of a food substance, half of this camel food. Do they combine? Says the Mishnah, Ve'ein mitzarfin zemzeh, mipnei shel shovu b'shirayin. Again, rule of thumb, and this goes throughout Shas, not just through here. Can we combine different things in many different places? You're going to have this in Shas. The basic rule of thumb is, if the shear is the same, you can combine them. By tumah, let's say. Different tumors have the same shear, they combine. They have a different shear, as we'll see. Then you don't combine. Okay, we'll get more into that soon. Okay, meantime, we want technical problems. My otso, what is this otso that they were feeding the camel? Amar Rav Yudah, tevin shel mini kidney, some sort of straw that came as a byproduct from a kidney, is beans type of things. Legumes, I think. Okay, now. Ki otso Rav Dimi Omar, hamoitzi tevin kimlo pi pora. Was the shear of Tevin? The Mishnah said, plipora. Why? Because it's pora food. But he's taking it out to feed a camel. Now that's an interesting question already. Because we said Yechayiv from plipora, because that's its general usage, that gives it a chashivas. Now, I happen to be taking it to feed a camel, so it's really not enough to feed the camel. So my chayiv or not? Legomol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Why? You took a standard amount. I'm not concerned necessarily with your purposes. You took, that's our standardized amount. We made a standard tree. Rabbi Shimon Lokishoma Potter. Okay. Be'urta Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said in the evening. Letzafra, the next morning, he changed his mind. Hodabay. And he switched to saying that you're Potter. Again, you're taking out the standard size, but you're using it for a different purpose, which would require more. You're taking out pora food to feed a camel. A mouthful of a pora will not feed a camel. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shapir Ovad the Hodoy. Oh, it's good you changed your mind. You're right when you said Potter. The whole lo chazi legomo. Sov kol sov. How can you be mechayiv the guy for taking out a pora's mouthful of otzah? I'm sorry, of tevin, when you're going to feed a camel. Omer Abayi, wrong. Adarabo. The first way makes more sense because that's the standard shiur. I don't have to be concerned myself with what I'm doing. I carry out on Shabbos an apple that's the size of a groigers because I want to play baseball with it. I'm still chayav, it's different. The shiur was made by Chazal. The apple gets its chivas because it's food. You tell the groigers, you need the size of this to play football. That's not my problem right now. It's enough to feed a pora. That gives it chashivos. That means you carried something that is choshev on Shabbos. I'm concerned with your purpose right now. Elo, the truth is it was a mistake. This whole conversation was wrong. Everybody holds a chayim. That's poshev. Why should you be pot? Because you decided to use an apple for a football. I mean, elo kiosa rovin omar hamoitzi tevin kim lo pipora legomol kule almol obligi the chayiv. We misquoted it. That's for sure. The machloikis was the opposite case. Let's say otzo. Otzo is camel food, correct? So how much do you need to be chayiv? A camel's, a bigger amount. That's the shayla. I took out otzo enough for a pora because I'm going to feed a pora. I played a switch over there. There already is what to talk about. Maybe there I can be more chomer because my purpose gives it chshivas. Can I give it my own chshivas, basically? Says the Gemara, it depends. Keep ligi b'moitzi otzo kim lo pipora l'pora. V'ipcho itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Potter, Reish Lakish Omar Chayiv. Now, here the Gemara says a very interesting thing. Basically, and it's what we're saying is like this. Chazal decided that otzo is camel food. Okay, that seems to be what was going on in those days. Otzo is camel food. Now, therefore, to be chayiv, I need an amount to feed a camel. Okay. Now, I'm saying like this. I, today, am using otzo to feed my cow instead of my camel. I don't have cow food. So I'm using otzo, which is standard camel food, to feed my par, which is not standard at all. So, l'chura one with taina, and that's how the Gemara holds. You should be chayiv, really. Because since your purpose is making a choshev, it's really like the case of the mission. If I put it away for my purpose, for me, it gives chshivas. The question is, the Gemara says, the Yonta Machloikas here is that a valid purpose? Does it make sense to feed a pora otzo? In other words, let's say you would take something, that's completely unedible to the cow, and you'll take out a cow's mouthful and you say you should be chayim, because I want to feed the cow. You're nuts, that's all. That's what I gotta, we can't reckon with that. I mean, you can't feed a cow something a cow can't eat. So, the Gemara says the machloek is, can we see otzo, that we know it to be camel food, can we count it as cow food? Not in a standard way, because certainly most people do not use it. But you decided to use it for cow food. Does that count for anything? Or you just, again, there are certain things people do that we just discount. Again, I decide that this table is camel food. Okay, there's nothing I can do for you, you know what I mean? We can't, that's just past the realm of what we deal with. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Potter, Achila Idei Atchak Lo Shmo Achila. As the Gemara calls it, we have this many times. Can a cow eat otzo? It certainly can, but it's not normal for the cow. It's called Achila Idei Atchak. The machlok is, do we count Achila Idei Atchak to give something chashivas? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Reish Lakish Omar Chayiv Achila Idei Atchak Shmo Achila. This kind of machlok you have in many places in Shas. When we need, we had it before, Tashmish Idei Atchak, Iloch Idei Atchak, we had it as a Megrish Rabbim. When we need something used to make it something, what if you use it in a funny way? I mean, you use it in an unusual way. Okay.
They're not arguing about the amount. That's not.
Well, it comes down to an argument, the amount, because
if I have a chutzah shear of, let's say, this camel food.
Yizuchapod.
reference, because I'm going to feed it to my cow.
That's what we're talking about here.
Right, I understand, but he's saying that it's either the wrong substance or it's the wrong size of shear.
Right. No, it's two.
Both.
It's both, because since, if you say achi atchak lashma achila, you cannot count otza as cow food. So it goes back to being camel food.
Okay.
You didn't take out much of a camel's mouth, so you don't have enough. But one follows off the other. As if I can redefine. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, who's who here? I'm sorry, Rish Lakish says, achila lashma yochia. Therefore, I can redefine otza, even though we define it as camel food. Redefine it for you as cow food.
Right.
Mainly this small amount, yechayev, because this is the amount needed for cow food.
Okay.
But if I can't redefine it, then it's camel food. If it's camel food, I need this much. So you didn't take out enough. It comes down to not taking enough. But the enough is determined by what this thing is. Because every shear here we're going to have is determined by what the substance is.
Okay. Only two things. In my makshava, otzah.
Correct.
And also in it being successful.
Yeah, you call it successful, yeah.
Was, I'm going to feed this cow otza.
But if that's his, basically, well, we don't count, he'll
so
eat it, but it doesn't count as eating it. Right.
Dependent on whether
we're both
successful.
Not successful, but whether we can call that eating, is that a normal thing to do? There has to be some normalization there. If you decide that this machine is camel food, we're not taking you seriously, because it's not. I mean, you'll shove it down a camel's throat. That's not, that. This thing can't become kosher because it's camel food. It's not. Even though you decide to. Yes. Yeah. Well, you'll be chayiv because it's a table. What about the bad example? But
it's like no worse than a mess. I just want to get the mess out of my house. I don't want the mess dafka there. I just want to get him out of my house.
That's a different problem. That's an offensive goofer. We're talking now about the sizes. A second of all, the mess has the right size because a mess. You know what I mean? There's no problem of size over there. There's a problem of intention. We're not dealing with that. He has no problem. You're using the thing. I know. But your intention, correct. Your intention is enough to make you chayiv. But your intention is not enough to make the thing you're taking out choshuv. In other words, your intention, if you hold achila, ideas lav shmo achila, then when you carry it out, you can't redefine it as cow food. That's all. It's just not in our realm of definition. It's a crazy thing to do. So what are you carrying now? You're carrying camel food to feed a cow, which is okay. But since it's camel food, it has to have a certain size before you chayiv. So you're potter because you didn't carry enough. Not because you had no good intention. Your intention is a good intention. You're feeding a cow and you want to feed the cow, you're feeding the cow. So you're carrying it. You did the malach. The question is there enough? Is there a big enough amount that you carry? That Chazal defined everything by its chashivos. That's bichosh v'zach. So that's our problem here. If you can redefine this otza as cow food, then you chayiv, because you took enough out for a cow. But if it's out of the realm of possibility, that's too far away. You know, it's like premium for wood. That's ridiculous. You can't decide wood is cow food. Wood has to get its chivas from wherever wood gets its chivas, a building material, whatever. So you're carrying otza. If a camel doesn't eat it normally, then I can't call it cow food. I have to call it camel food. Camel food requires this amount, that's all. So you took out too little. Not you didn't do the malach of carrying. You carried, and you did what you wanted, but you carried it too little. Let's say you carry half an apple outside. You ate it for a snack, and you ate it. You also bought it. Because half an apple is not kosher. Assuming half an apple is less than Gregor's. I mean, there's two different problems here. We're not getting into that problem of purpose, the intent. Here we're dealing with whether the thing is kosher. Can my intent make the thing kosher? So that depends how crazy your intent is, really. I mean, if your intent is to make something that's usually not eaten by a cow into cow food, that is the machloikis. Is that close enough that your intent has any serious meaning to us? Okay, let's proceed. Otanya, omer kipli tle, you need enough for the mouth of a tle. I have otanya ki groigris. We have a brice that omer the shoy is groigris. Idavidi chachur. Happens to be the same thing. A mouthful of a tle. Why did I touch a tle? Sheep? Was it? It's a young sheep, no? Sheep or goat? I was confused. I think it's a young sheep. A lamb, okay. So a lamb's mouth. A lamb's mouthful. Happens to be the same as a groigris. Now, you're about to ask me, which is a reasonable question, so why did the Mishnah say groigris? What do you have to give me this colorful definition for? Place explains, because groigris is the shear of food. If I told you Omer was groigus, you would look at me, what kind of crazy thing is that? The Mishnah wants to explain to you how it happens to be groigus, but not because of groigus. It happens to be because it's lamb's food, and a lamb's mouth happens to be the same size as a groigus. So to make that clear to us, the Mishnah said, completely clear. Okay. Alishum valipsolim lach, and if they're fresh, then they're food. Kegroigus yeveshim, that's animal food. Kimopli yagdi veimitstarfim zem neinishol shabushreim. You can't combine a little bit of yeveshim and a little bit of lachin, because this has a shear of yidi, which is smaller. This has a shear of groigus. Now, Omer Yosef Chanina says, let's. And this is a very important thing here. When we say they're not mitstarif, what does that mean? Let's say again, otsa. You need a big box, a gumbel's mouth, a big box. Tevin, you need a little box, cows. So what I'll do like this. I'll take out half a pipora of tevin and half a pipora of otzer. And I'll say, I'm chai. No, that can't be mitzarif. Can't. They can't add up. That's that way. Because I want to make you chayiv on the smaller amount. I can't use the otzo to fill up my tevin, because otzo needs a bigger shia. But the other way it will work, let's say I have a half a gomel's mouthful of otzo, and then a half a gomel's mouthful of tevin. That will be mitzvarif, because the pora stuff is more choshev than that. That gets a shivis in a smaller amount. That certainly can fill up for the bigger amount. They can't be mitzareif to add up and make a pipora, because the gomel stuff doesn't have enough shivas to be choshev at pipora. But the other way, avol mitzareifin lekal shebohen. So that much said an important thing. This rule that we gave, that if they're not shove b'shiur rayu, they don't combine. That's not a blanket statement. They don't comply. They don't combine one way, but they combine the other way. In other words, the more chosher v'zach can fill up the less chosher v'zach, even by lo shavu b'shiurayu. Frag the more, is that true? Behold, the lo shavu b'shiurayu mi mitstarfin. I claim they're not mitstarif at all. Well, let's go slow. We'll prove it. V'atnan habeged gimel al gimel, a beged to become tomei. We're talking a tumas medris, not tumas meis. Tumas meis, we learned a long time ago, a beged is three etzboyes by three etzboyes, very small. This is three tfochim, four times the size, 16 times the size. Sack, which is a coarser material, needs four by four. Or leather, hey, mappets, it's made out of reeds, very coarse material. Vov al vov. Okay, so each one has a different shear for tumas medris. Maskim, maskim. Vitoni alo, we have a brisa on that. Habeged v'hasak, hasak v'ho'or, v'ho'or v'amapetz mitstarfim zeh mzeh. I make a mat, half of beged, half of sak, half. It does work. Now again, it can't possibly work for the smaller shia, that's impossible. You understand that? If beged requires three tvachim, and sak requires four tvachim, I'm going to take beged 1.5 square, and sak 1.5 square, come out of three, that can't work, because sak needs four. It means the other way, like we're discussing, that the choshev one, meaning if I have 2x2 sock and 2x2 beged, I can put them together and I call it 4x4 for the sock. That's a one-way tzir. The other way is impossible. That's, you can't possibly say it works the other way. You can't make a 3x3 out of 1.5 beged and 1.5 sock. It's impossible, because the whole sock doesn't have shivas till 4x4.
So one of them has to be the right shear. Is that?
No, they're both the right shear.
I'm confused, because you're saying that one has shivas. Why? Because it is...
A beged is more choshev than sock. Your shirt is more choshev than a coarser material. So your shirt at 3x3 becomes mekabel tuma. Sock requires 4x4. Now I want to make something that's half and half. Now obviously I can't take a 3x3 square, half of beged, half of sock, and say that's choshev. How in the world could sock be choshev at 3x3? Sock needs 4x4. It's nothing till 4x4. The other way is what it says it can do. I now have a 4x4 square. 2x2 is sock, 2x2 is beged. That's good. Of course it's good, because beged has a shivus at 3x3. So now altogether I have 4x4. But that's a one-way tzirim. That's saying it'll work this way, not that way. The more kosher, meaning that which requires less, can fill up the amount necessary for the less one. That's exactly what we're saying. We can make a one-way tzirim. But look what it says here. We're not finished yet. That's what you claim works by us. It can work one way. But over there, it's not so simple. It says, V'omer Reb Shimon, Matam, Why does it work? Why does it even a one-way tzirif work? Meaning I make a 4x4 square, 2x2 sack, 2x2 beged. I say that's 4x4, it's mekabel tumas medrash. I beg it is a 3 job, sack's a 4 job. We all know in numbers the shiurim are different, they're not mitztaref. Why is it mitztaref, even one way? Well, you know why? Because medrash has many things. Medrash could be a blanket, but when it comes to moisha, meaning they would make like a patch on the saddle, then nobody cares what you make it out of. Then, again, no one is making a shirt half out of sock and half out of cloth. They're not doing that. But a patch, a 1x1 patch, let's say on a saddle, you just have a little patch in the middle of the saddle, that I don't really care what it looks like between you and me. No one sees it. You sit on it. So there people would make it half of beged, half of sock. So since in one place we find that they do go together, so they can go together in all places. They can be mitzarif. But you have to have somewhere where they are mitzarif. Time of the ruin letame moisha. Because when it comes to that patch, people do make patches, half out of sock and half out of beged. But let's say there was no such thing. There's no patches. Shirts are beged. Sacks are sacks. Hey, so leather things are leather things. So you never find them combining. Then I couldn't combine even this way. Even the one-way combination wouldn't work. So now I don't understand back here. What's going on back here? You told me that the Mishnah says a rule. Those things that don't have the same shiel, emotional. Alep tzolim lachim is groigers. Alep tzolim yeveshim is kepigdi. They don't combine because they're different. Sure, you told me they don't combine this way, but they do combine this way. In other words, to make a groigers, let's say I have a little bit of the groigers of the yeveshim. I can fill it in. Of the lachim, I can fill it in with a little bit of the lachim because that has a smaller shiur. But here by tumah, even one way, I can only do it because there's one place where they taka do combine. Here, where do you find these things combined? Nobody has lunch of half an apple and half a gedi food. I mean, usually not. And I'm saying, and the gedi usually doesn't eat people food. And the camel doesn't eat cow food. I mean, where do you find these things combining? At least in one case. What the Gemara is basically saying is that the rule is not ironclad. If I find a place where these things do go together, then I can combine them all over, even though the shurim divin, again, only one way. So, but you do have to find it somewhere. Says, you might find it here too. Where would I combine ichvesnit sirloin steak nisfaruns or fazay or amo when we sleep with manaka behemoths who could eat sirloin steak but we know how to be manaka? Where would I combine manaka sirloin steak and the cow food you're buying Catskill game for him to give the cow? Well, we can do that. I mean, oh my rabbi got it. When a person not to use but ledugma means he puts it out. He's a salesman, you know. It's not like today, you know. Today in a meat store, you can't buy this. In those days, the peddler sold everything. So he's got his little thing where he's got his little samples. Then he'll put out a little sample of everything put together. Ufaket, he would want together because a very small, what are they putting out there? He's not putting out a big piece, put out a tiny little thing. It'll blow away. Faket, there, he doesn't mind putting together a collage of various different things. So even though it's a very odd thing, I mean, it's an unusual usage. But it's a usage. So there is somewhere where these things do combine. You might take a shtickle ome with a shtickle chvesnit steak and a little potato chips because you want samples of what you're selling and too little will just blow away from your stand. So they do combine. Since they combine somewhere, we can combine them again, lechumra, what we call, to build up the bigger shear. Okay, welcome back. Don't want to wait till the end of the mission. Right then. Hamoitzi oichlan ke groigris chayiv. Any food substance, the point thing, any food substance, doesn't matter what it is, the shia is groigris. Therefore, since all foodstuffs have the same shia, they all combine. That means if I carry out in my hand half a groigris of steak and half a groigris of popcorn, I'm chayiv achatos. Because since they have the same shia, they add up. That's called, I carried a groigris of food, I'm chayiv. You can add it up as many as you want, no matter what it is. It could be a quarter groigers of steak, a quarter groigers of potatoes, a quarter groigers of potato chips, and a quarter groigers of apple pie. You put it in your hand, you walk out, you chayev achatos.
The food is standard.
Any food groigers, hamoitzi oichlin ke groigers chayev. Umetstarfen zemze, any two foods add up. Neshishovu b'shiurei. Chutz? Now, mikli poson, the outer what do you call it? The peel on the outside of the wheat. That because the peel don't eat that. The gari name, the pits. V'uktzeim, that's the stems of the fruit. The subon, subin is the inner klipa of the chita that comes off when the last, not the outer klipa, when you do the ksish, you take that off. Umorsin is the heavy flour that remains behind in the sifting. That doesn't count. That's not standard food. So it doesn't add up to the groigas. As a person will carry out a groigas of flour, and in that flour is mixed in subin and morsan, you're not chayiv. Because you can't count the subin and the morsan. Let's say a guy grounded before he... A guy carried... A simple case. He carried out an apple. The apple's a pork. It looks like a peach. A peach, which has a pit in it, right? Now, the peach is exactly the size of a groigas with the pit. You carry out the peach, you are not chayiv. Because you didn't carry a groigas of food. You got to look at it minus the pit. If the peach is big enough, then minus the pit, it's a groigas, you're in trouble. But if the lama zogin, you have a peach which measures up to a groigas, whatever that is, you're not going to be chayiv because you got a pit in there. No baryon shavish. Stop. Interesting point, but you don't have it here. We just said that klipas don't count. He says klipas adashim is lentils. I couldn't tell you why, but apparently the peels of the adashim, they would cook with the adashim, so they're considered food. Okay, what's, there's no magic over here. I mean, if people would eat the peel, apple peels do count, obviously, because that's people are eating them. Orange peels don't, because people don't eat them. It's not a magical thing over here. If he says that adashim peels, the system was to cook it with the beans. Okay, so then he counted for shteitza. What? It's, yeah, okay, we'll see. The Gemara sounds like nuts. Let's see one second. The Subin and Morsin, this is basically it. Subin and Morsin, Lom and Starfin, they don't count. Ivo Hatnan, Chameshis Revoim Kemach Ve'oid, the Shia Chalo is Chameshis Revoim Kemach, a little bit more than that. Chayovim Bechalo, Hain, the Subin and Morsin. So when you count the Shia Chalo, the flour, you do count the Subin and Morsin. That's the problem. You're telling me in this Mishnah that when you count, let's say you're carrying flour, let's say. You need a gregus in the flour itself. You can't count the subin. The subin is what again? The subim is the whole wheat part. That's that outer thing. Morsan is the heavier flour that comes out when you sift it. You don't count that. Why? Because people don't eat it. Yet when it comes to the shia challah, you do count the subin and morsan. What's the difference? Amar Abai, an interesting thing. She came oni oichel pito beisa blusa. It oni would sometimes eat it without hakodah, meaning mixed with subin and morsan. So I want to say an interesting thing here. Most people, regular people, did not eat the subin and morsan. They sifted it out, or they took off that outer peel. On Oni, obviously, is tight, so he's trying to get the most out of his dollar. So he will leave in the subin and morsan. Now we got a question here. Do we call that an oichel or not? Most people, standard people, will not eat it. Now, obviously, it's edible. I'm not saying it's not edible. Obviously, it's edible. But the way of people is not to eat that stuff. Poor people do eat it. So what do we do now? So the Gemara says a split. When it comes to challah, Rashi says, it's called lechem ha'oretz. There are people who eat it. That's enough to qualify as lechem. You can't call it not lechem. That you can't call it. I mean, if you pour in their shoestrings or you ground up your shoes, I'm not counting, you're nuts. But this you can call lechem oretz. There are a group of people who eat bread that way. But Shabbos, we were measuring chashivos, there it won't get a chashivos unless everybody eats it. That seems to be what the Gemara says. So what will be with whole wheat today is a good question. I have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Maybe it
may have changed. Because today it's not just poor people. Many, many people will eat the whole wheat. I don't know. It could well have changed. Many people. Yeah, that's what we had. Matzniya, right. But I'm telling you, it might have changed today in general. Because today whole wheat is a chmein. No one's going to say it's an unacceptable food. What? I'm saying, yeah, like healthy, a heart. Just other people eat it. I mean, a lot of things are healthy, but I don't eat them. You can't tell me you're not chayiv and carrying cigarettes because it's not healthy. L'maisa mishmukt. You know, bismut oh, mishmukt, and you're going to be chayiv for that. Until they potter it in Ganson. You know, but I don't know. That's an interesting question. How do they treat today whole wheat? I don't know. I mean, it's not no gay. What's the difference? No one's bringing a chattis today anyway. It's osiridus anyway, but it's an interesting question. I don't know. Yeah, let me just finish the parak, if you don't mind. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz meklipi adashim esbashes. The peel, what do you call, not the peel, I guess that's like called peels and beans. The shells, okay. Of the adashim he holds is food because it's cooked with it. Adashim ain't pulin low, only lentil beans, but they have an English word for pulin, it's a different type of bean. Apparently those beans, we don't, what? Beans. Those klippas we don't count. No, Ivy Hotanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chutz, Meklipe, Pulin, Vadashim. Even Klipe, Pulin count. And here it sounds like only Klipe, Adashim. The different types. Lokasha. Hoba Chadite, Hoba Atiki. Chadite means fresh. Fresh beans. In fresh beans, you do count those peels because people do cook the peels with the beans. Batiki, not. Old, I guess. Atiki means old. They're not fresh beans. There, you don't count the peels, because there, people will not count, Tenshin Gemara, will not cook the peels with the beans. Why not? Atiki, my time alone. Interesting. Omer Reb Abom, they shenirin kizvuvin bekaira. They get black, those peels, and they look like little bugs. So nobody is going to put it in to cook it. It's going to look like you got bugs in your soup. So when it comes, so pulling atiki, and again, it's a question of what's going on. If people are mice, do not cook the peels with their beans when they get old. Mela doesn't count. If you do cook it, it does count. It's not such a deep zah. Your question is valid. What happened to things change and now people do? I don't know. I'd have to check that out with somebody.
Could it be that the Gemara is saying for the poor person on the weekday, he might cook it with not on Shabbos,
no.
He might have the finer flour?
No. No. What is it? I can't even say I know Shabbos. You want me to know Shvius? No. I don't know. It's added a purview to this course. It's a whole different ballgame over there. It's all different. There, anything that's edible is going to go, and there goes the other way. Anything that's edible, there's the other way. Again, here we're talking about Shvius. We're not talking about reality. Nobody in the world in this Gemara is saying that the Suvan is not food. We never said that. We know it's edible. Nobody's saying it's not edible here. When it comes to measuring chashivus of a zach, they felt that to become a chosh of a zach, it has to be what the general people eat. But in shvius, anything that's edible by any stretch goes into kedusha shvius. That's a whole different ballgame. What? Avada, yeah. Even orange peel, just orange peels don't count. Orange peels, you got a problem with orange peels. Hadronal Klal Godel. We finished Klal Godel. Okay, now we could start it again, but the course doesn't allow for that. Right? Okay, I'm Motzi Yai telling me, come now, a list. Everything you ever thought of and a few things you never thought of. How much you need to be chayiv. Hamotzi Yayin, what is the Shia Yayin? Kidei Mezigas HaKois. A very enigmatic statement, that's for sure. Now don't forget, when they made wine, it's not like you go to a store and you buy a bottle of wine. They had something called Yayin Chai, and they had to mix it with water. They had it diluted. Their Yayin Chai was a knockout punch, boy. I mean, it was drinkable, but nobody drank it. They mixed it with water. They were moizik. So how much do you need? Enough to be moizik, meaning enough of that Yayin Chai that together with the water will add up to a cup. Now, this is a very interesting statement. Which size cup? What cup are you talking about? Let's hold. We'll see in a minute. Cholov, milk. Kidei gemia, a swallowful. So also, the Rishonim said we don't know exactly how much that means. Okay. Dvash, honey. Kidei lit nala kosis. The kosis is a wound on the back of a horse, or a chamor, I think. Susim and gemalim. Pack animals from the weight would get sores over there, and they would smooth it, heal it, with honey. So that gave it chshivas. That little honey will do the trick. Shem and oil, kedei losuchei v'kotten. Enough to shmir, the smallest they will see in the Gemara, it means, if I'm not mistaken, the smallest finger of a baby. We'll see, the Gemara will talk about it. Also very not well-defined statement. Eva Cotton. Who's Eva Cotton? You know what I mean? Could be Eva Cotton, a grown person. Eva Cotton, a little baby. We'll see in a Gemara. Mayim water, kidei loshuf bohemes a kilo. What do they have for kilo? Kilo was some sort of an ointment, what do you call it, that they put for the eyes. And they would mix it with water. What did it say for kilo? Ever what?
Maybe a salve?
Yeah, but they don't have the next book. You have the next book. See that? That's business. You got to buy the next book. You know? Okay, doesn't matter. Much water to mix into that. Say, it's something that was used in the eyes. Ushar kol amashkin. Any hope on that? I have a feeling they won't have an English word for it. But... No. Okay. Ushar kol amashkin. Any other drinks? Spiritus. Okay, so we have a few exceptions here. Wine has its own shia. Milk has its own shia. Honey has its own shia. Oil has its own shia. And water has its own shia. But any other drink, orange juice, isn't it? Diet Coke. Whatever it is, the shear on Shabbos is what you would have thought. Revius, that's more or less your standard liquid shear. V'chol ha-shoivchin be-revius. Dirty water is also be-revius. And what do you need dirty water? What value is that? And we'll see in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Omer, that's Reb Shimon we had before. Again, how did we learn? We learned that the standard thing counts for everybody. If you are strange and put away a little, it counts for you. Reb Shimon, if you remember, held, the standard will not work for most people. The standard is the shear is only for someone who puts it away. We had him before yesterday. Reb Shimon held lo omru kol hashiurim ella lamatzniyim. The shear is for the person who puts it away. He's one step up. The person who puts it away needs a shear. Another person needs a bigger shear. Lo nemru kol hashiurim alol. I'm sorry. Kulon berevius. Everything needs revius. These shiurim that you gave me is halo elamatzniyim. Lamoshi, you told me devash is lita alpi akosus. That's quite little, much less than revius. That's only for someone who put it away for that purpose. He doesn't have the standard ashurim. The standard ashurim for the people who put it away. Stam people, you need a big shi, revius. Okay. Tono. Now we got to know. The Mishnah began in an enigmatic statement. I need enough yayin chai, right, to make mezigas hakois. In other words, here's my kois. Let's assume for me, basically it'll be 3-1. You put one part wine, three parts water. So this is my cup. How much do I need on Shabbos? A quarter of that cup. Yeah, which cup are we talking about? I mean, enough to make a cup of wine. How about which cup? Tana kidei mezigas kois yofe. What's my kois yofe? My kois yofe? Kois shel brocha. Okay, so now we know what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means enough yayin chai to make a kois shel brocha, a revius. Now, that means if you go with the rule of thumb of 3-1, we'll discuss it tomorrow, you need a quarter of a revius. That's what the Mishnah was saying. I need a quarter of a revius of yayin chai, because that's enough yayin chai to get me to a kois shel brocha. Because since I go 3-1, if I start with a quarter of yayin chai, I'll wind up with a revius, which is what I need. Now, why did Mishnah have to say it again in such a funny way? Why not just tell me revius? Can they mezigas revius? We gotta play games with me. You're telling me you need enough yayin chai to build yourself into a revius, a quarter revius. So say kidei mezigas revius. What do you have to tell me? Kidei mezigas a kaishal brocha. So says Taisus, two terutzim. Either you want to tell me how much a kaishal brocha is. Meantime, you're also letting me know that kaishal brocha is revius. Now we all know that, but it's not so simple as we'll see. There is discussion in that. We'll have it tomorrow. Number two, you want to explain to me, why is it that way? It's not such a simple thing. You're telling me you're carrying out a quarter of vias of yayin chai, and you're chayiv. Why is that? Because the choshev is av? Why is it choshev? You can't drink it. Normal people don't drink that. You know why it's choshev? Because it could be built into it, adding water into a revius. A revius, a wine diluted 3-1, is a normal drink. So you're telling me now that it gets its chivit from the potential. That's not so poshut. Other things don't get it. If you carry out orange juice concentrate this much, you're not chayv. You're not chayv to carry out a revius of what you can drink. You don't say that I take, let's say I have this much orange concentrate, and I'll add water, I'll get a revius. You don't say I'm chayiv now because this little bit of orange concentrate has in it the potential revius of orange. You don't say that. Yet by yayin you do say that. That's because kaisel bracha is something special. And the Mishnah is making a point over here. If I just tell you that mezigas revius, I would think, okay, anything that mixes with water, if I have the base amount, that's enough. So I'd say, okay, I'll take a quarter cup of orange juice concentrate, also be chayiv. Because when I pour in the water, I have a revius. That's not true. It's only because the potential is kaisel bracha. That's a more serious zach. I would think so. We'll see tomorrow exactly, but I would think so. Okay, Omer Rav Abua, Koshel Brocha. Now he's giving us the arithmetic. So now we know how much is a Koshel Brocha. A Koshel Brocha has to be revius. And Rava knows that the proportion is 3-1. So now I know how much Yayin Chai do I need to start when I make my Koshel Brocha? A quarter of a revius. Omer Rabba Barabu, Koshel Brocha, Tso Sheba Rova Revius. Kidei Sheyim Zageno, so that when you mix it, the Yamod Al Revius. Omar Rova, Afana Namitanino. The truth is that in the Mishnah, basically, it says that. It basically says, I don't need any more of that. The Mishnah tells me that a Koshel Brocha needs a Revius. Why? Because look what it says in the Mishnah. Hamotzi Yain Kedei Mezigas Kois. Right? V'toni Allah Kedei Mezigas Kois Yofer. So the Mishnah, when it says Kedei Mezigas Kois, means a Koshel Brocha. Correct? Now how much is a Koshel Brocha? It's in Mayanei Mishnah, because the Mishnah says at the end, all mashkim need revius. So that means wine should be included in that too. And yet you're giving it to me in terms of Koshel Brocha. Obviously, Koshel Brocha is a revius. Uptoni Sefer, v'shar kol ha-mashkim be-revius. So you basically, you're telling me that. You're just adding that in Koshel Brocha, I don't need the whole amount. I need the potential is good enough. Kedei Meziga. But Meziga is what? Obviously, you got to get to the base number of drinks. The base amount is revius. You're telling me Koshel Brocha, the potential is good, so the concentrate is good. But what's your base amount? Revius. It has to be. That's the only thing we have in the Mishnah. And yet you call it Kedei Meziga's Koshel Brocha. So that means the Koshel Brocha is revius.